From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced that a large-scale security operation was underway in Sydney to disrupt a plot to bring down an airplane.
The police and security agencies have moved very swiftly, as has the government, and I want to thank them for their remarkable work today and last night and every day, keeping us safe.
Turnbull said the plot appeared to be an elaborate conspiracy rather than a lone wolf operation. Four people have been arrested and additional security has been put in place at all major airports. Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif spoke Saturday following a court decision to remove him from office.
The way we have been treated here, I think we did not deserve it. At least this kind of treatment should not have been done to us. The treatment that was meted out to the representative of 200 million people. This kind of insulting behavior with us is unacceptable to us. I feel that I was not expecting at least this treatment.
Pakistan's ruling party named senior lawmaker Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as his successor. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un claimed Saturday that his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland. The U.S. and South Korea military conducted live fire drills on Saturday in response to North Korea's latest launch. China has also condemned the launch. Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. have said they will work together on new U.N. Security Council measures. This is VOA News. An inquiry is looking into allegations an Australian Special Forces soldier shot dead a man in Afghanistan, then planted a firearm on his body to make it look as if the trooper had acted in self-defense. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
It's alleged that a member of Australia's Special Air Service, the SAS, killed an Afghan businessman. According to the military's official version of events, the man, who was said to be a senior figure in the Taliban, had tried to escape and had drawn a pistol before being shot dead by an SAS soldier. However, a friend of the victim, who said he witnessed the shooting, said the businessman was unarmed. The shooting is one of a list of killings involving Australia's SAS unit that are being examined by a high-powered inquiry. The investigation is being carried out by the Inspector General Australian Defence Force, with the help of a respected Supreme Court judge in the state of New South Wales. The inquiry can compel witnesses to give evidence and has the power to refer cases to other law enforcement and government agencies. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Venezuela's opposition called on its supporters for sustained demonstrations after few protesters defied a ban in Venezuela Friday ahead of a controversial election called by President Nicolas Maduro. Florida Representative Ileana Ross-Lehtinen commented on Sunday's vote.
We're very worried, very difficult and tense situation. Maduro has once again whiplashed the Venezuelan people with this fraudulent election. And then he'll have millions of people voting and he'll say, you see, I'm the real democratic leader, when all he's doing is stomping on the Constitution and stomping on the people's right to decide their fate.
Critics charge that only Maduro supporters are candidates and that they could revise the charter to keep him in office indefinitely. The U.S. Navy has responded to a report by Iran's official news agency that a U.S. aircraft carrier fired a warning shot during an unprofessional confrontation with Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf on Friday. The Navy describes the encounter as safe and professional. A Palestinian man who allegedly stabbed one person to death and wounded six others in Hamburg was known to authorities as a suspected Islamic radical, but was also considered psychologically unstable. The suspect was quickly overwhelmed by passers-by and then arrested after Friday's attack at a supermarket in Hamburg's Barmbek district. His motive remains unclear. For additional information to these stories, as well as in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.